is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Ukraine demanded an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian forces as its delegation arrived today for talks with Russia, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the European Union to grant his country immediate membership in the bloc. Negotiations between Ukraine and Russia began at the Ukraine-Belarus border, with Zelensky's office saying the Ukrainian side included Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov and President Advisor Mykhailo Podolyak. Zelensky asked for a fast-track EU accession in a video message in which he also encouraged Russian troops to lay down their arms. Quote, "Our goal is to be together with all Europeans and, most importantly, to be on an equal footing," he said. "I'm sure it's fair. I'm sure it's possible." In the meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he spoke with the Ukrainian leader by phone and commended him for the bravery of the people and armed forces of Ukraine. NATO allies, he says, are stepping up support with air defense missiles, anti-tank weapons, as well as humanitarian and financial aid. Russia faced increased diplomatic and economic pressure on Monday, the fifth day of its invasion, with the United Nations General Assembly due to hold an emergency session. This is Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations.
The Council members who supported this resolution recognize that this is no ordinary moment. We need to take extraordinary actions to meet this threat to our international system and do everything we can to help Ukraine and its people.
This is VOA News. The fighting goes on around Ukraine's capital city as a delegation arrives for talks at the border of Belarus. Response in the U.S. has been dramatic and profound, with thousands across the U.S. as well as around the world demonstrating disapproval for the unprovoked invasion of a sovereign country. Tim Kaine is a United States senator from Virginia.
We won't call it the insurgency. We're going to call it the Ukrainian government, because just because Putin is invading Ukraine does not mean that Putin is now the government of Ukraine. So providing military assistance to the government of Ukraine to resist this invasion, that is something that we can do at their invitation, and we are likely to do. But I still think there's more that we can do. And even though the president has the ability to do much on his own, I think it would send a very, very powerful message if Democrats and Republicans in both houses of Congress will embrace a very robust sanctions regime in tandem with our allies.
For more on the Russian invasion, visit our website at voanews.com. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says more than 350 Ukrainian civilians have been killed during Russia's invasion, including at least 14 children. More than 1,100 others, including at least 116 children, have been wounded. The ministry's statement yesterday does not give any information on casualties among Ukraine's armed forces. Russia has claimed that its troops are targeting only Ukrainian military facilities and says that Ukraine's civilian population is not in danger. The ruble has plunged against the U.S. dollar after Western nations moved to tighten sanctions against Russia, blocking some of its banks from the SWIFT global payment system. U.S. futures fell and shares were lower in Europe but mixed in Asia on Monday as President Vladimir Putin escalated tensions by ordering Russian nuclear forces to be put on high alert. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says his government will remain neutral regarding Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bolsonaro said that he had a two-hour-long conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday to talk about the war and assured Russia's leader that Brazil will keep a neutral position. However, Brazil's foreign ministry later said Bolsonaro did not speak to Putin on Sunday, but rather was referring to his two-hour meeting with the Russian during a visit to Moscow earlier this month. Brazil's ultra-conservative president said Sunday that he does not want to bring the consequences of the conflict to Brazil. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.